May God bless the reading of his word. I forgot a song about Ancient of Days. So let's sing that first, and we'll get into the sermon afterwards. The song is taken from Daniel 7, 9 to 14. So you will connect as we sing. I'm sorry about that, guys. If you're able to, let's stand and let's sing together Ancient of Days. In America, Donald Trump was elected the president of the United States. Someone posted on social media saying, "Donald Trump is not my president." And there was a huge uproar about it. Everyone was responding and saying, "What do you mean by that?" And the guy quietly replied, "Because I'm Indian." So, we'll come back to that later. Today is Christ the King Sunday. And the picture of a king, the picture of a ruler, I don't know if in our current situation, if there is a king or a ruler that you can fully trust to rule or to make use of the power that they were given. I find it hard, to be honest, to think of someone in our current situation. And over the years as well, in history, there has been plenty of examples, and we don't have to go too far back. Kings, they have different ways of ruling. I don't know what picture or who comes to mind when you think of kings. Or you may have a strong dislike for kings and rulers. How we perceive a king or kingship will be shaped by how you interpret and apply passages, such as the one that we've just read. Because we have seen, we have heard, and we have witnessed some of these kings. Some kings like to rule with an iron fist, and most of the time, in fact, I think they never end well. We may have different ideas because there's so many of them and so many examples we can think of. People who want to rule with power, with force, and with violence. Maybe that's the picture you have. Or maybe there's a king or a ruler that you want to go to war for, that you are willing to lay down your life. And again, we have plenty of examples in history and people who have lost their lives, who have gone to a cause that they don't believe in. But because of people who make those decisions, there is a lot of casualty. And it is happening now as we speak. Or maybe you think of a king who is just a figurehead, who have the title but have no real power. We have examples of them as well. And it might be different for different people. But there is one story that was in the news recently about the king of Spain, when there was flooding in Valencia, and people were angry with the government for the lack of action, the king of Spain went to the place. And of course, the people were understandably angry, and they were throwing mud at him. And he carried on. I don't know if you, did you read the story? Yeah, some of you might, yeah. I thought it was a good picture of a king. So he walked on the streets, no cars, walked among the people, taking all the mud that was thrown at him. And eventually, he was able to talk to people and even comfort some of them. That was a good picture of a king. But in our reading, we have the picture of another kind of king. We have the attributes of a king who is different from all the ones that we have described. Jesus, as we said in the beginning, we tend to think of God as a friend, as a father, as a comforter, as guide, a light, perhaps even a healer. But Jesus, in the historical narrative of Israel were waiting for a king like David for centuries to come and help them defeat their enemy, who were the Romans, who were occupying Jerusalem and the land of Israel. So they were hoping that it will be a militaristic power that will come and kick the Romans out. They had an expectation of an image of the great Davidic king. But that was not to be. This is not to say that Jesus didn't have the power. This is not to say, because in Matthew 28, Jesus himself said, "All authority and power were given to me." And that was an echo of Daniel 7 that we just read. All power and authority were given to Jesus. He was the one with power, but he chose to use it very differently. Right from the way his beginning, his earthly life, not born in a palace or heavily secured buildings, in a vulnerable place of, as we understand it, of an animal shelter. Vulnerable from the cold, vulnerable from elements. And I wonder what other characters that Jesus have or displayed in his earthly life that was different from other kings. Can I get some answers, please? Or thoughts, let's say. What characters did Jesus display that was different from earthly kings? Anybody? Humility. Yeah. What else? Wisdom. Yeah. Yeah. It was quite clear. Even at the age of 12, he was already teaching in the synagogues. Compassion. Very compassionate. Sorry? Truth. Yes. That was his interaction with Pilate, wasn't it? He said, most God-men or people, the gods that people follow, they said they point to truth. But Jesus said, "I am the truth." So if you look at Buddha or some other gods, they were a means to God. But Jesus said, "I am the truth." Yeah. And anything else? Character that Jesus played that was different from kings that we know. King of love? Yeah. Being on the same level? Yes. 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 Philippians talk about God emptying himself. You can't, to be like us, you can't get more humble than that. Yeah. We have a problem with, humans have a problem with power. The three things, money, sex, and power, that ruins human relationships, that ruins life as we know it. And here is Jesus with all the power in the world, yet humble, yet loving, yet compassionate, yet holding on the truth and not being swayed. Psalm 93 helps us to appreciate God's character. Very well read by Robert. As being holy, he was totally separate. Even when he was here on earth, he did not conform to what was normal as humans or even as kings. He was a different kind of king, wasn't he? And he represented something that was different from this world. Daniel's vision reminds us that God's kingdom, God's rule is here to stay. And the topic that Jesus talked about the most when he was here on earth was the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, as some theologians say, is here and not yet. It is here because Jesus has inaugurated it with his death and his resurrection. And it is, we can see pockets of that in very rare news that we hear every now and then. But also waiting for a time when the kingdom of God will be fully realized, when the earth will be restored, when heaven and earth will be as one, when there will be no more death and dying, there will be no more decay. There will be restoration of relationships. There will be restoration of what God meant the world to be. Even our bodies, it will be like new. The resurrected bodies will no longer decay. There's a debate about whether it will have the properties of Jesus when he was resurrected. He was able to walk through wall. I don't know if that's the kind of resurrected body he's going to have, but that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'll leave that to your imagination. But that is the promise that we have. I was asked just before we started about why do we celebrate the death of Jesus, but we do not we mourn the death of people? Because the death of Jesus reverses everything we know about death. And that is the good news for us today. That is the hope that we hold on to. That is why, even though we suffer, we are not like people without hope. Back to the kingdom. The kingdom is here to stay. It has been inaugurated, and it is to come. And we continue to pray each day, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. However, when we talk about kingdoms and power, they are very closely related. Some Christians would like to take the power of kingdom, the power of God's kingdom, and try to force it. And that is expressed in sometimes what is known as Christian nationalism. And we know how those things ended up in the past. This is a quote from N.T. Wright and Michael F. Byrd about Christian nationalism. This is what they say. Christian nationalism is impoverished as it seeks a kingdom without a cross. It pursues a victory without mercy. It acclaims God's love of power rather than the power of God, the power of God's love. Does it make sense? There's more. We must remember that Jesus refused those who wanted to make him king by force, just as much as he refused to become king by calling upon 12 legions of angels when he was about to be taken to the cross. Jesus needs no army, arms, or armored cavalry to bring about the kingdom of God. As such, we should resist Christian nationalism as giving a Christian facade to nakedly political, ethnocentric, and impious ventures. Yes, we worship a God who is king, who was and is to come, and his kingdom is here and it will reign forever. That is exciting. But we cannot force that. And God's way is an upside-down way. Not the love of power, but the power of love. That's the way the kingdom of God increases. Sometimes when Christians or anybody have access to power, they tend to use it not in the way that Jesus does. Not the way of the cross. And sometimes it's easier to talk about things out there. But there's also another matter of the inside. Jesus is also very much about surrendering your heart to him, the king. If Jesus is king of the world, then he must be king of the hearts too. There's war going on outside. But I don't know about you, but I know my own heart. There is war going on sometimes, and I find it difficult to let Jesus be king of my heart. My desires take me somewhere else. The king of the universe also wants to be the king of your heart. And sometimes that's the more difficult bit, because you want to do things your way. I want to do things my way. And when that happens, then there can only be one king. It's either me or Jesus. And it's a daily battle. There is only one true king. The kings and the rulers now will account to God for how they do in with the responsibility that they've been given. And this is my call to us, that we may have sometimes access to those kind of power. Maybe it's the people that at workplace you have influence over. Do it the Jesus way. Not the love of power, but the power of love, with humility, with compassion, and with truth. And also, let's pray and let's work every day and let's make decisions for Jesus to be king of our hearts as well.